Verse for today.
为着我们今天的聚集，我们感谢我们主。
I think we all lost 1 hour sleeping, but thank the Lord that we can come before Him.
尽管我们今天大家都少了一个小时的睡眠，但是我们感谢他，我们今天还是一同在这里聚集。
So let's turn to the New Testament.
让我们翻到新约圣经。
Colossians,
哥罗西书
chapter 1,
第一章
and let's read verse 3.
让我们来读第三小节。
So we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
第四节、第五节，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
And verse 9, he will continue to pray for them.
第九小节，保罗继续为他们祷告。
Verse 9 says, For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the true knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九小节，因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So we see that in verse 3 and 4 that these brothers and sisters at the Colossae,
我们在从第三小节第四小节就看到这些在哥罗西聚会的弟兄姊妹，
They have this faithThey have a love, and they have this hope.
他们在心里面有信，也有盼望，也有爱心。
So it sounds like they are perfect church.
听起来，他们那里像是一个几乎完美的一个教会。
Yet Paul still have this prayer for them.
但保罗仍然有很多向着他们的祷告。
That they may be filled with the true knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
保罗为他们祷告祈求的是希望他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So here that his prayer for them is that they will be filled with the true knowledge of his will.
所以保罗在这里的祷告是希望他们能够满心知道那个关于神的那个真的知识。
So this is our topic of the sharing.
这是我们这一系列的分享的一个主题。
How to be filled with the true knowledge of God's will.
就是如何能够真知道满心知道神的旨意。
So how do we know what true word of God is?
我们如何知道神的那个话语的本意是什么？
The will, not the word.
神的旨意。
So what is the true will of God?
什么是神的旨意？
So that's our topic.
这是我们的主题。
Now before we understand the true will of God, he tells us that vision.
在我们认识了解神的旨意之前，他告诉我们了一个意象。
That vision is Christ Jesus.
这个意象就是我们的基督耶稣。
So for the time's sake, we're just going to read one verse.
因为时间关系，我们只读一小节。
Verse 18.
就是第一章的十八小节。
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Previously, he tells us this from 15, the Lord Jesus actually is the creator of the whole universe.
在这之前，也就是第十五小节，他告诉我们，这一位神子，他是在一切被造以先的，他是创造的那一位。
So whole world actually was created by him and of him and for him.
我们知道这个万有都是靠着他造的，也是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And now here verse 18, he tells us about his relationship with the church.
那在十八小节他就告诉我们这一位首领他跟教会的关系。
He revealed to us that Lord Jesus, the Christ, is the head of the body.
他告诉我们我们的基督耶稣他是教会的全体之首。
And then this body is the church.
这个身体就是我们的教会。
So the hymn we just sang, I don't know how much you remember the lyrics. The hymn.
我不知道大家还有记得多少这个诗歌当中的歌词。
Hymn 404, he says, now, one with the Christ.
就是在我们刚唱的诗歌404首。
And do you have a hymn?All right, so forget about it. For the time's sake, we're not going with that. It's that Christ now, because we are one with Him, Christ now still on earth.
他讲到因为我们同他们同因为主与我们同在，因此他今天还在地上。
And Christ now on earth in us and through us.
基督今天在地上的是在我们心里面也在我们里面也借着我们在教会来彰显在地上。
Yep. So we see that's because this is the truth that he is also the head of the body and the church.
这是真实的，是因为我们知道他是我们今天在地上教会的元首。
So is the beginning firstborn from the dead, and so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他是从死里面首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So I hope that today we have a grace, receive grace from God.
今天我们在这里仍然能够享有这从神来的恩典。
And that our eyes may be opened by God to see that how Christ, how glorious our Christ is.
我们希望我们眼睛得以看见我们神的这个浩大的恩典。
And this the will of God that is have Christ to come to have a first place in everything.
就是在他彰显的这个奥秘就是这一位基督他成了我们教会的元首。
So, this is a key word for understanding word of God.
这是我们要了解神旨意的特别关键的一点。
That he himself will come to have the first place in everything.
就是他自己要在凡事上居首位。
So,If we have this vision,
如果我们有这样看见的话
that we see Christ as he is,
我们就看到那个耶稣的本相。
As Paul tried to tell us in from verse 15 through 18,
就像保罗在十五节到十八小节像我们写到的这样。
And then we need to learn how to have a Christ to.Take the first place in everything in our life.
但是我们是要学习如何让基督在我们凡事上居首位。
So that's the word of God.
这是神的旨意。
Now, how did that the vision, the word of God, apply to our life?
那神的旨意是如何在我们日常的生活当中起到作用的呢？ 如何应用在我们的生活当中呢？
So when Bible, when God tells us His will and His His work.
当圣经来向我们揭示神的旨意、神的工作的时候。
In Old Testament, He always talked to Israel.
在旧约时代，我们可以看到他常常是对以色列百姓来讲话。
Now in the New Testament, His will is done through His church.
当我们看到在新约的时候，他的旨意是借着教会来得以实现的。
So our personal salvation actually is not just for ourselves.
所以我们个人的救赎，准确的说，不只是为着我们个人。
So as we grow a little bit, then we realize actually our personal salvation actually is meant for the church.
当我们个人的属灵的生命成长的时候，我们就认识到我们个人的蒙得救其实也是为着教会。
And after we are saved, we become a material that God can use to build the church.
当我们得救以后，我们就成了那个可以被用的材料，可以被用的器皿来建造这样的教会。
And hymn we just sang this morning also says the house that God want to dwell in the spirit.
就像我们今天早上诗歌唱到的，那建造的房屋是让圣灵得以居住。
So God want to build his church, and that is His house.
所以神想让我们建造的教会是他可以居住的屋子。
So this is a very important truth.
这是一个非常非常重要的真理。
When we are saved, that we just a material to build the house.
当我们得救以后，我们就成为那样的可以建造神家的材料。
So if you go to a site that gonna build a new house.
如果我们去外面看，尤其是那些建造新房屋的地方。
And you see the lot of materials that the builders gather around the site.
我们可以看到在工地的附近，工人会堆积一些建筑房屋所用的材料。
On one side, maybe there's dirt, the dirt mound.
也许这样的沙石可能堆积像小山一样。
On the other side, you can see the stones or bricks.
也可能有大大小小的石头在旁边。
And also the woods.
肯定还有木材。
And nails, all these materials.
可能还有金属的，有钉子，有很多的材料。
But I think none of us want to live in that site like that condition.
但是我想我们没有一个人愿意就是居住在这些材料当中。
So when we are saved, we are like those piece of materials laying there in the site.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们就好像散落在工地附近的这些建筑的材料一样。
You can be the best quality of some piece of material.
可能对于某一个材料而言，你可能是那个品质最好的那个材料。
But you are just one piece of it.
但是你仅仅是一点点的材料而已。
So God cannot live in that house because that's not house yet.
但是神不能住在这样的屋子当中，因为他还不能被称之为一个房子，一个家。
So God need to build us up together.
神需要在这样的材料上开始建筑，来构造这样的一个房子。
So you and I have to understand in our heart what church is.
所以在我们心中，弟兄姊妹，我们要明白教会意味着什么。
God will only do His will.In the church and through the church today.
在今日，神只能借着教会来实现他的旨意，他的旨意也成就在这教会当中。
So we'll read the chapter 3.
我们来读哥罗西书的第三章。
Because chapter 3 tells us that church life.
因为第三章向我们揭示的是教会的生活。
So we're going to read from verse 1 through 17.
我们要从第一节读到第十七小节。
verse 1, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our life,is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And verse 5 said, therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amount to idolatry.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
And in them you also once walked when you were living in them.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。
But now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language, abusive speech from your mouth.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised,Barbarian, Scythian, slave, and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness,humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召。归为一体，却要存感谢的心。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the thankfulness in your heart to God.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，心被灵恩感，歌颂神。
17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start.
让我们开始之前一起有一些祷告。
Father God, how grateful we are that we can come before you today.
亲爱的天父，我们如此的感恩，我们今天能够来到你的面前。
You have anointed in our heart with the oil of gladness.
你真是住在我们心里，让我们心里也尝到那喜乐的油膏。
Father, we ask you to open our eyes so that we can see Christ.And see him alone.
父，我们也求你啊，真是开我们的眼睛，让我们看到这位主耶稣，也单单的只看到他。
And open our ears, we can hear his voice.
也打开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听到他的声音。
Give us a heart that we able to receive your word.
让我们预备这样的心，能够领受从你来的话语。
In Jesus' holy, precious name, we pray.
我们的祷告是奉主基督宝贵的名。
Amen. So, before we start, let's read some other passages related to the message I'd like to share with you.
让我们今天刚开始的时候再读几节其他的经文，跟这个主题跟今天的分享有关的。
Let's read Romans chapter 12.
让我们翻到罗马书的第十二章。
Let's read first two verses. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
第一小节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the word of God is, that which is good.And acceptable and perfect.
第二小节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So here, first verse, talk about dedication of our life.
在这里，第一小节讲的是我们生命当中的关于奉献的事情。
And this dedication of life is dedicated our life.In the church,
这样的奉献指的是我们在教会当中的奉献。
Because it says, present your bodies, that's in the plural, but a living and holy sacrifice is singular.
因为他在这里面讲到的将身体献上，这个身体用的是复数，但是当他后面说的当做活祭。这个地方又用的是单数。
So in God's eyes, that we all individually dedicate our life to the Lord, and God receive it as one sacrifice for all of us.
因为在神的眼中，我们每一个个人的奉献都是个人自己的交托神的奉献，但是在他眼中，这些奉献在一起又成为一个在他眼中是一个。唯一的合一的这么一个奉献。
And second verse talk about our renewal of our mind.
第二小节讲的是我们的心意的更新。
So let's turn to another place. It's in Psalm 73.
让我们翻到诗篇。
嗯哼。
七十四章。诗篇的对。
73.
七十三。
Yeah, and verse 25.
第二十五小节。
Sorry, it's not in the notes, but.
二十五小节。
Psalm 73, verse 25. I think a lot of brothers and sisters that you're old enough, you should know this verse. And 25, it says, Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
二十五小节，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And this also, is a good reference for today's message.
这小节也是一个很好的一个经节，为我们今天的主题。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
So let's go back to the Colossians chapter 3.
让我们回到格罗西书的第三章。
And here in this chapter, we will share the church life.
在这一章我们要分享关于教会生活的主题。
To know the true knowledge of God's will, or the true will of God,Then first that we need to know how to apply that in the church life.
来认识神的真的旨意或者关于神的真知识，首先我们要知道我们如何把这些知识应用在我们在教会的生活当中。
And I divided up these 17 verses into 7 sessions.
我把这17小节分划分成了七个部分。
It's like in the Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1, it says that the wisdom built a house and she built that with the 7 pillars.
这就像在箴言书九章第一小节当中说的，他说智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
And I think here we can see the 7 sessions, 7 different subjects.
在这里我想我们可以把这个七个不同的部分，七个不同的主题。
So first one is verse 1.
第一个部分就是第一小节。
That's about dedication of our life.
讲的就是我们生活中的奉献。
And second one is the second verse.
第二部分就是第二小节。
That's about renewal of our mind.
我们讲的是我们要更新我们自己的心意。
Now you know that it match perfectly in Romans chapter 12 verse 1-2.
你知道在这里面一个完全的对应就是刚才我们读到罗马书十二章的第二小节。
And third session is third pillar, I should call it. Third pillar is the verse 5. And through 11.
Yeah, 第三个部分可以说，我应该说第三根柱子是从第五小节到第十一小节。
That's the renewal of our will.
这个主题讲的是我们要更新我们的意志。
And then in the 12, that's the fourth pillar. That is, we should put on this seven Godly virtues.
十二小节开始是第四根柱子，讲的是我们要穿戴上这样属神的这样好的七个品格。
And fifth pillar is the verse 15 that let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
第五根柱子就是第十五小节。他讲的就是要让这样基督的平安在我们心里面做主。
And it is about the body of Christ.
它是关乎基督的身体。
And then the sixth pillar is verse 16, let the word of God richly dwell within you.
第六根柱子就是第十六小节，就这个主题就是要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
And the seventh pillar is, I call it in the name of the Lord. It's whatever you do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord.
第七根柱子就是十七小节，我总结的就是我们无论做什么，无论说什么话，我们都要奉主耶稣的名。
So let's go back to the first pillar.
让我们现在回到第一根柱子。
So he says that therefore if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God.
他说，我们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
So to live or understand the church life, the first of all, we have to remember the what happened and our position in heaven.
我们在地上在教会的生活，首先要认识的就是在天上的发生了什么事情。
Remember that Christ is head of body and he's in heaven.
我们要知道我们教会的头是这位基督，而基督现在正坐在天上，在神的右边。
And we are also seated with him in heaven.
我们也正是在天上和他同坐的。
So you and I first look at the church, we have to look at from heavenly perspective.
所以当我们思考在教会的事情当中，我们要从天上的角度来看。
And that's why he saysThat where Christ is, says, keep seeking the things above.
所以他这里说，我们要求那在天上，在上面的事。
So this is our life, in totality of our life, we have to keep seeking the things above, where Christ is.
所以这指的就是在我们完全全体的生活当中，我们首先要求的是在上面的事。
So we cannot look at the church as just a earthly organization.
我们不能简单的就把教会看作好像在地上的普通的一个组织而已。
And actually, church is heavenly being.
我们要知道教会实际上是属天的这样的一个存在。
Our head is in heaven, and his body now lives on earth. Christ lives in us, through us, on earth.
我们知道我们教会的首领在天上，他的身体在地上，我们的生活是借着他，也是为了他。
I think maybe it's mystical to the world, but for us, it is reality.
这样的道理对于这个世界好像是一个很神秘的事情，但是对于我们来讲，这是我们生活的实际。
So I hope that all children of God understand when we are saved, when we receive the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, these are the things that happen to us and is done by God.
我真是希望所有神的儿女知道，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，这样的事就发生在天上。我们从此我们的生命也应该定睛在上面，追求上面的事。
Not only we are saved from eternal hell.
我们不仅仅是免去了那个永死的结局。
But also that we die with Christ and we are raised up.With Christ.
我们与基督已经同死，我们又与基督一起同复活了。
And now we are seated with Christ in heaven.
如今我们就和他一同正坐在天上。
Let me ask you, do you really believe that?
来，让我问大家一个问题，就是你们真的相信这一点吗？
That we are not only on earth, but actually we are in heaven.
这一点就是我们不仅现在在地上生活，实际上我们在天上也与他一起同在。
Now the science also proved this. They tried to tell us the science, quantum physics, telling us we can be simultaneously in two places.
现在的科学也有一些类似的结论，就是比如说在量子力学里面，它也有理论说我们可以同时存在在这里，同时存在在那里。
I look at it as I knew that long time ago.
我很久以前就知道这个理论。
Well, scientists were all excited, you know, wow, we can be a different place at the same time.
我当时非常的兴奋，因为我知道这个理论太好了，这我们可以同时分身在很多的地方。
We are here on earth, but we also in heavenly places. With Christ.
我们现在生活在地上，但是我们也在此时也在天上和他一同居住。
So all our life we should seek the things above where Christ is.
我们生活中的全部就是应该求在上面的事情。
And then second pillar is this. We should set our mind on the things above.
第二个柱子讲的是我们要我们的心意更新是要变成我们思念上面的事，不思念地上的事。
So here we talk about the renewal of our mind.
在这里我们讲的是我们如何的更新自己的心意。
Our mind is very critical to our life.
我知道我们人的这个心思心意是对于我们生活是非常非常至关重要的。
What we normally usually think about,
我们平时如何的去思想。
What we normally spend our time think about,
我们平时如何的去花时间去思考事情。
We are what we think, right?
我们其实就是会成为怎样的人。
So here it says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
第二小节说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So the mind is a very critical part in our life, in our church life or spiritual life.
所以这个思想，这个心意对于我们在教会的生活也是至关重要的。
So it actually correspond to the second verse in Romans 12 chapter 12.
在这里也是呼应了这个罗马书十二章第二小节讲的内容。
Because over there it talks about renewal of our mind.
在那里讲到了我们要心意更新。
After dedication of our life as a living sacrifice, then we should renew our mind.
就是将我们的身体献上当作活祭之后，我们要心意更新。
Now what we should, what are the things of above? Things above we mentioned twice in the verse 1 and verse 2. What are the things above?
那在第一小节和第二小节都提到的这个上面的事到底是什么呢？
That God wants us to seek and God wants us to set our minds on.
就是这位神让我们寻求的，让我们去思念的这个上面的事是什么呢？
Okay, you may know the answer. The answer is Christ.
大家可能知道这个答案，这个答案就是基督。
Because it says that things above in verse 1 said where Christ is.
因为在第一小节他就讲到了那里有基督。
And verse 3 is also telling aboutChrist, that for you have died with, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第三小节也同样讲到了，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
And verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
第四小节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So he always tell us about.What things that we should be setting our minds on.
所以这里就讲明白了，到底是什么事要让我们去思想。
It is about Christ.
这就是关于基督的事。
Who he is.
他是谁。
And what is his work? What is his will?
他的工作是什么？他的旨意是如何？
What is his plan?
他的对人的计划是什么？
So those are the things we should spend time think about.
关于这些所有的事，我们都要花时间来仔细的思考。
And so I want to list just a few things that here to help us to think about that.
我在这里简单的讲几个小点，可以让我们大家一起去思考。
Now first about who Lord Jesus is.
第一个问题就是这位基督耶稣到底是谁？
And first thing is that we know that John tells us the gospel according to John. John actually tells us who Lord Jesus is. And he is very, very much burdened with that truth.
我们知道使徒约翰告诉我们这一位主是谁，他对此对这一个真理也有特别极大的负担。
And we remember that in the winter retreat, a youth winter retreat, the topic is I am.
我们记得刚过去的冬季的这个年轻人的特会里面，这个特会的主题就是我是。
And John tells us seven times Lord Jesus tells us about who he is. He says, I am, I am, I am, seven times.
在约翰福音里面他写到了七次主清楚的来显明自己，他说我是我是，一共有七次之多。
And we need to think about this, who Lord Jesus is.
我们是要来仔细思考这件事的。
It's not just a reading just from the surface.
我们不能只是简单的从字面上去来了解。
Because the Lord Jesus says, if you don't believe that I am, you will continue be in your sins.
因为主说，如果你不晓得我是谁，你仍然会仍然活在你的罪中。
So in the English, make it very clear.It's if you do not believe that I am. Try to translate again.
英语当中的描述是非常的清楚的，就是如果你不相信我是谁的，我是
forget about the 谁，
我如果你不相信我是的话。
So God, Lord Jesus, wants us to believe He is. 。Okay, so I am is very, I am is God's name.
Yeah. 因为我是就已经是神的名字了。
When Moses asked God, he says, "What is your name? So I can tell others that the my God, so and so, call me out to lead you out of Egypt."
当摩西问神你是谁的时候，好叫我告诉这些以色列百姓到底是谁带他们走出了埃及。
And then the Lord says, I am that I am.
那个时候神给摩西的回答是，他说我是那一位自由拥有的神。
Okay, so, it's a very good translation.But God's name is that I am. 我就是的那位。
对，神如果翻译成中文的话，它的有点不同我们寻常的语言，它的意思就是我是的那一位，就是我是的那一位。
And when the servants of the priest came to arrest the Lord Jesus.
当这个地上的官兵来捉拿这个主耶稣的时候
，And Lord Jesus says, "I am."
当他问他当他们询问耶稣的时候，耶稣的回答也是我是。
And when they heard the Lord, to say that I am, they all fell back and fell on the ground.
当他们来审问耶稣的时候，当耶稣说出我是的时候这周围的官兵就都扑倒了。
So, the power in how Lord Jesus uttered that word, that's his name, I am.
我们就知道当主说出这样的我是的时候是有那个能力出来的。
So we need to feel the power and the glory and be marveled at his name.
我们要知道他的名字是有那样的权柄，有那样的能力，也有那样的荣耀的。
Because his name tells us about who he is.
因为他的名字就告诉了我们他是谁。
And we know that also in the Hebrews we're studying at the Friday night.
我们知道在周五的时候我们读到的希伯来书。
The author of Hebrews keep telling us about the superiority of our Christ.
整部的希伯来书都是向我们来介绍基督的属灵的
优越，他的超越。
基督的超越。
Because he compared, by comparing Lord Jesus with the angels, with the Moses, with the Aaron, with all these great people in the past.
因为在书里面，他反复的拿我们的主和天使来比较，和摩西来比较，和亚伦来比较，来让我们看出他的地位是超越这一切的。
So we need to do the same thing. What do you mean by think of things above is that we need to take all this in our heart. Whoever is in your heart as your idol, especially young people, they have a lot of idols. They have idols, pop music, a lot of things. Compare Lord Jesus with them one by one and see how.What position that Lord has in your heart?
所以我们也要做同样的事情，就是让这位主跟我们心中觉得宝贵的那些东西，不管是甚至是偶像，甚至是你喜爱的东西，一件一件的比较。这样可能对于我们的年轻人，他们心中可能有很多的喜爱的事情，可能是流行的音乐，或者是各种各样的事情。我们来比较一下，看看。我们的主在你心中那样的位置是在哪里？
So you need to compare Lord Jesus with the video games.
你可以看一看跟你喜爱的游戏，爱玩的游戏来比较。
And I was told that the girls you need to compare that with your relationship.
我常跟女孩子们提醒，就是你要比较。这位主和你在意的那些人的关系到底是哪一个更重要？
So that's what we need to do every day.
这是我们每一天都应该思考的事情。
And what Lord is doing today?
就是主今天在我身上做的工是什么？
And what Lord is doing in our heart, in us and through us?
今天主在我心里面有没有做的功和放进的话语。
So Lord Jesus now works in us, through us, in the church.
因为主今天是借着我们借着教会在这个地上。
And what is the Lord plan to do? He will come back again.
主计划要成就的事情他会一直在借着我们来提醒我们。
And also his kingdom.
同样他在意的是天国。
And so Lord Jesus said to remember that seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you.
记得福音书里面说的吗？他说你们要先求他的国和他的义，你们所求的就都要加给你们了。
Instead of worrying about lot of other things,
我们不要忧虑那些其他的事情。
For students, you may worry about your test scores or how well you do in academic world.
对于年轻的孩子们，他们可能担心的是自己的考试的成绩，或者是学业上的造诣。
Parents may worry about jobs and how to raise your kids, how to get them in nice schools, etc.
可能对于家长来讲，忧虑的事情是自己的工作，或者是孩子的养育，孩子的上什么样的学校。
But in this backdrop of our worries, Lord Jesus tells us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
但是在这一切其他的事情之上，主提醒我们，我们要先求他的国和他的义。
So we need to set our minds on these things.
我们要思念的是这样的事情。
What is in Christ's heart?
就是在主里面，主的心里面是什么？他的心里
面。I think what is Christ's heart most is His church.
我想在主的心意当中最重要的，他最看重的是地上的教会。
Because church is His bride.
因为教会是他的新娘。
So Lord Jesus is prepared to get married.
因为基督耶稣是为了这样的婚娶来做准备。
So let's think about these things.
让我们来一起来思念这样的事情。
So the psalm we just read, 73, verse 25. As it says, who I have in heaven but thee?
就像我们刚才读到的诗篇的73篇25小节讲的就是我们思念的还能有谁呢？
And besides thee, I desire nothing on the earth.
就是除了他以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
So that should be our passion.
这应该是我们看寻求的一个道路。
So every one of us, in the beginning of this church life, we should have this kind of a same desire as the psalmist expressed in that psalm.
对于我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们在教会的生活当中，我们应该在内心当中有这样的一个渴求，就像诗篇当中这个小节写到的。
And here we look at the third pillar.
我们现在看的是第三根柱子。
Verse 5 through verse 11.
就是第五小节到第十一小节。
Now here is the renewal of our will.
在这里面讲到的是我们意志的更新。
So here, because it said, therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
所以你们要第五小节，所以你们要致死你，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
So consider as dead, actually, Chinese translation is correct. It means put to death. It's not considered as dead. It's the original language. It should be a put to death. The members of your earthly body.
在这里面，中文的翻译就比NASB 的英文更加准确。英文如果直译的话是思想好像你的肢体已经死了一样，但是中文的更加准确的翻译是致死。
So this is about our will.
这个讲到的是关乎我们人的意志。
We have to cut off those things mentioned over here.
我们需要致死，需要斩断这些列举的这些不好的品格。
And this is not the suggestion.
而我们要注意，这不是一个建议。
It's not Paul is suggesting us.To put to death these bad things listed here.
我们知道在这里面保罗不是来建议我们去致死这样的身体。
Actually, it is command.
而在这里面我们知道这是一个命令。
So it's a commandment.
这是一个命令。
So in these 17 verses, actually,Paul used the 10 commands.
我们知道在这17小节当中，保罗其实发出了十个不同的命令。
And later, I will come back to these 7 verses and to see these 10 commandments in church life.
一会儿我们可能还会回到这个，再来重新看这17个小节，来看清楚这十个不同的命令。
That's in according to Greek grammar, it's a little bit difficult to find it out in the English translation.
这里面因为涉及到希腊文里面的一些语法，所以有地方挺难对应到英文的翻译。
So here, in this part, he used three commandments.
在这一部分。
The 5 to 11.
Okay.
This
在这第
third pillar. Yeah.
Yeah, 我们讲到的第三根柱子这个内容里面，也就是5到11小节，涉及到了三个命令。
And the second command he used in this session in third pillar is this. And then the second command is, but now you also put them all aside. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth.
好，我们刚才讲到的第一个命令是致死，第二个命令是在第八小节，就是你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
So here some translation may be a little bit better. He says, but now you must put them all aside, angers, wrath, etc.
在这里面的翻译会好一些，就是他说你们必须要弃绝。
Yes, so it is again come to us as commandments.
所以我们知道清楚的可以看到，在这个地方它仍然是一个命令。
So it deal with our will.
这是要针对我们个人意志的这样的一个命令。
When God commands, we have no options but to follow and obey.
当神在我们身上有命令的时候，我们没有除了遵守没有别的方法。
We put our will under the word of God.
我们要把我们自己的意志放在神的话语、神的旨意里面。
So a lot of times that young people especially, they struggle, can I do this? Can I do that?
常常有的时候年轻人有这样的困惑，就是常常会疑虑，我可不可以做这样的事，可不可以做那样的事。
God made us commandments then to make things very clear to us.
所以当神有命令的时候，其实是让事情变得简单。
You don't have to even understand it, just obey.
你甚至都不需要完全的明白，只需要遵守。
And the commandments also very simple, so you don't need to have a PhD to understand commandments.
而神的命令又是如此的清楚简单，你不需要头脑有很多的像有博士这样的头衔才能够明白他的话。
And third one is in verse 9. Do not lie to one another.
接下来一个命令就是在第九小节，他说不要彼此说谎。
Since you laid aside old self with its practices and have put on the new self who has been renewed to a true knowledge of God's will according to the image of the one who created him.
因为他说你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为，要穿上新人，并且新人在知识上要渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
So third commandment is the do not lie to one another.
所以第三个命令就是不要彼此说谎。
It's very difficult challenge, right? Do not lie to one another.
这似乎又是一个挺艰难的一个事情，因为他要求是彼此之间不可以说谎。
So last time I shared that one of the, I think most difficult lesson for me to learn is that to express truth in love.
就像我上次跟大家分享的，我觉得特别难的一个教导一个命令，就是要在爱里面来讲真理。
Because I lack of both.
因为我好像在爱和真理方面都
缺乏。I think that's the most difficult command for me is that how to not lie.
所以我常常感觉这是一个非常非常难遵守的一个命令，就是不要彼此说谎。
Lot of times politeness is just a disguise.
好像常常时候如果委婉客气的方式可能是常常要不能说出真实的话。
So this is here with the three commandments that to deal with our will.
这里面讲到的三个命令都是教导我们如何对付我们的意志。
So in church life, that we all need to take this very clearly as commandments from the Lord. Not to do it, not even once. That's what that means, commandments.
所以在这里，在我们教会的生活当中，这些是非常清楚的、严格的命令。
And then also just notes about this what the church is. It says verse 11, in which there's no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
在这里他也提到了教会的一些特征，就是十一小节说的，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的。化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
So in the church, there should be no distinction, for these all different backgrounds.
所以他告诉我们，在教会里面，我们不应该因着外在的这样的背景有任何的分别。
All different languages we use.
好像我们用的语言不一样。
All different cultures.
或者我们来自不同的文化背景，
All different social statuses.
或者我们甚至在这个世界上这个社会的阶层是不一样的。
We should call everyone brother or sister.
但是我们在教会里面，我们彼此称呼兄弟姊妹。
Not the professors, doctors, or something else.
而不是称呼某某教授、某某医生。
Doctor is a
某某博士。
So we need to all to show that our heart actually is with brothers and sisters, all of them, because of Christ.
我们知道我们的是在因着基督是这个教会的首领，因此我们是在同一个灵里面，同一个心里面。
Christ all.Is all and in all should be our vision.
因为基督是在一切之内，所以它成为我们共有的一个意象。
And then we will go through this fourth pillar.
下面我们要说的是这第四根柱子。
A fourth pillar is about put on the seven virtues in our life.
第四根柱子讲的是我们要穿上这七个好的品格。
It says, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone,Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So these are the seven virtues or godly characters that we need to put on ourselves.Learn to develop in the church life.
这七处的好的道德或者说神的品格，我们是需要穿在我们自己的身上，让我们以这样的行为、这样的品格在教会当中生活的。
So put on heart of compassion.
要穿戴这样怜悯，有怜悯的心。
So what does it mean by compassion?
所以在这里怜悯是什么意思？
Compassion, I like definition, it says having a deep feeling about someone else's difficulties or misfortune.
我觉得最好的一个解释怜悯的话，就是怜悯就是在人内心的深处对别人的难处和苦难有最深深的关心。
That's why he says heart, a heart of compassion.
所以在这儿他说的是那个怜悯的心。
Second one is kindness.
第二处就是恩慈。
Now kindness is not just to send currently like young people, they like to send emojis, smiley emojis, cute kitties, emojis. It's not that kind.
这个恩慈呢并不是我们了解世俗意义上的，可能比如说年轻人在发短信当中用的那个表达友好的那些表情包。
Kindness actually means to be useful.
恩慈在这里讲的是要有用。
That means you always help others.
就是你常常能够有帮助别人的那个行为。
Being a helping hand.
成为一个可以助人的这样的一个帮手。
That means kindness.
这才是这个恩慈它的意义。
Sometimes, people with kindness in heart, they always look for how to help others, take initiative to see if they can help.
我们常常能够看到那些内心非常有恩慈的弟兄姊妹，他常常会去关爱弟兄姊妹，去愿意了解他们是不是有需要帮助的这样的意愿。
So I have a relative, we really like her to visit us.
我有一个亲戚，我们非常喜欢她来到我们中间。
So whenever she visits, she always do all the dishes, clean out all the dishes, without even asking us. She just just a mountain's pile like a mountain, and she will just wash dishes.
当我的这个亲戚每次来我家的时候，他总是喜欢把我们家里的碗碟都洗得很干净，然后非常多，好像堆在那里都像小山一样。
And also I heard that another the young man, and we just had the snow last week, and in the very early morning before his mom went to work, he came and shoveled all the snow for her mom driveway. That's kindness.
那我也听说我们身边一个小男孩在上周的下雪的那一天，在他早上在他妈妈去上班之前，他就先起来把雪扫干净。
So that's what kindness means.
这就是恩慈的含义。
And humility.
下一个是谦虚。
Oh, we run out of time again.
时间又好像不够用了。
So we will continue. I know that some brothers and sisters already told me that I review too long. My review was too long.
那我们以后再有时间继续。我知道有钉子没提醒我，每次我都花太多的时间来复习之前的信息。
So I tried to correct it this morning, but still seems like didn't do them well.
我今天想有些纠正，但看来我也没有做得很好。
So but we'll stop here, and I hope that by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal that this vision of Christ and the church to us.
我今天就停在这，但是我希望能借着圣灵来帮助我们来更多的认识这样的一个原则。
And let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有些祷告。
Father, thank you for being with us this morning.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你今天上午与我们能够一起同在。
All your children out of the world come this morning to worship the Lord.
所有你的儿女今天早上都聚集在一起来敬拜你。
We thank you so much for such a grace.
我们为着这样的恩典真是感谢你。
And Father, we pray that may your word of grace abide in our hearts.
主，我们真是向你祈求，这样满了你恩典的话语真是能住在我们心里。
With it to enlighten our hearts.
能够真是点亮我们的内心。
And lead us to the Lord Jesus.
也把我们带到这位基督耶稣的面前。
In his holy precious name we pray.
祷告是奉他圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.